You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Carolina.
And yeah, it's time for the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, right here. And we are kicking it off. This beautiful sunshine. Look at this beautiful sunshine we're having. Oh my goodness. Just, you know, I was running into someone. They're like, oh, I hate this heat. I hate the summer. It's like, I'm thinking to myself, oh, we better enjoy this while it lasts because soon it's going to be very cold. Speaking of that, speaking of cold, I mean, I love every season equally. You know, I've grown to, the more you spiritually mature, the more you will be able to continuously have a natural affinity and appreciation for, you know, a natural for every season. So I used to be one of those people who was like, oh, I don't really like, you know, winter. I mean, I have to say, spring is my least favorite, but only because when you're transitioning, it is different from transitioning from cold to hot. It's like, and as you're transitioning from hot to cold, it's a different transition. But anyway, speaking of nature, we need to save Walden Pond. Walden is actually endangered. So this entire show is going to be about connecting with Walden Pond, connecting with Henry David Thoreau, his spirit. And it's uplifting. It's not anything sad. I mean, it's there. I think it's going to be hard to completely just remove, you know, completely demolish and remove. But I mean, when I say Walden is endangered, they are basically thinking of planning of new development and expanding the airport over there, Hanscom Airport. And so what that means is that it will take away from the sacred uniqueness of the solitude that carries and anchors the energy of Walden, that Henry David Thoreau has basically his energy. He's written books about Walden and just all these beautiful, sacred, spiritual literature. And I'm going to try really hard not to cry on the air because I'm not going to cry because it's like, oh, they're going to take, Walden's going to be there. I mean, it's not a cry of being sad. There's no way it's going to happen. It's just, I'm just letting you know right now, there's just no way. It's just too powerful. That needs to stay. Walden needs to be there. But what I'm saying is I'm going to cry from the beauty. And I feel like this is why this is happening. More and more I'm understanding these ailments and these things that we come to crossroads with. Sometimes we don't have control. And that's okay. And I feel like that, you know, letting go of control and letting go of, you know, trying to control fate of things so much, but at the same time, to really cherish and understand. This is why it's important to cherish and understand these things, and this is why it's happening, because he needs to come to the forefront, and I could be one of those people to be a messenger for the message of Henry David Thoreau. And we need to remember. I feel like we've lost a lot of touch with nature, that it's so important. And this whole show is about, you know, connecting to the spirit, connecting with nature. And honestly, since this, I heard the news, I've just been appreciating nature so much more, thinking about it, thinking about Henry David Thoreau, his literature, thinking about how much he's helped me in my spiritual journey. And Walden has helped me. That's why it's so important for me to talk about this and use my platform to inform others that we do need to save Walden Pond. So, you know, whatever we could do, if you can contact me or create something yourself, whatever it is, anyone can reach out and just create the awareness. And I've been asking the universe, you know, what can I do? So this is something that I can do, is use my radio show to inform everybody that we do need to save Walden Pond, and that we need to stop any further development from taking away from any of the uniqueness and the beauty of it. Because, like, why would you do that? For what? You know, like, what? We need more spaces of nature in order to freaking live, to exist here. That, you know, you go to Walden, there's not even Wi-Fi over there, and it's like, it's so beautiful. You just go there and it's just complete solitude and peace. And that's all that I feel when I'm over there. I basically, it's a healing elixir. It's like you go there and you're just healed. So anyways, I'm just kind of rambling on and on, but like, I guess we'll have more time to discuss this. And we have to get into our meditation soon. So let's do that. We're going to do a meditation that is dedicated to Walden. But until then, let's put on some tunes. Let's get some Northern Soul right here. So stay tuned to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm here till 7 p.m. All kinds of magic is going to happen, you know. Nothing is ever planned here, you know, except, you know, the basics of the guided meditations and, you know, the shamanic drumming, all of that good stuff, whatever it is that we need to do here. So anyways, I love you so much. Please tune in. Amen.
Here comes the good time. Please spend it down. Got more of everything than any man around. Spoke fancy call and went fancy clothes. Got more of everything and all the girls know.
Hello. I think so. Somebody was trying to call in. So I have been having issues with trying to answer this phone properly, and I really wish I didn't. The phone works. I just don't really know exactly. It's very ancient. So if you're trying to contact, please find me. If you can find me on Boston Media. Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook. Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook. That's my page. Or Real Boston Medium on Instagram. Paranormal Playgrounds on Instagram. Yeah. Sorry about that. Maybe that is the universe's way of just being like, this is how we're going to get people to go to your page instead of calling in. I mean, I didn't do it. I swear with all honesty, I'm not doing it like this. So you can go to my page. I'm just saying, what if the universe is doing that? Like, cause I'd pick up the phone, but like, I just honestly, I don't know why spirit's not letting me. So anyway, okay, let's take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale. Wash and clear all things that do not serve us right now in this moment. We're doing a beautiful, beautiful meditation. A beautiful meditation in tribute to Walden Pond and everything that is good and real right now, and a tribute to Walden, but also a tribute to all of nature that basically helps us to strive to rejuvenate and to really heal ourselves when there's no other alternative, when we need that natural healing. And my choice has always been natural healing. For all those who do natural healing, this is the elixir of life, is that beautiful, 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 beautiful. Beautiful magic. You can feel the beauty of the trees that just surround us and how much we love them. As if, because they are people. There are people, they are animals. Just as if you love your animal and you love your loved one. This is how trees exist the same way. And the plants and all the green that just give us life and feed us and nourish us. We must see this in our energy and all of these good things that happen. Washing and cleansing and clearing. Clearing all, washing. Infinite Spirit, be here with us and give us the answers to connect with Mother Nature and ourselves. As we connect with ourselves, we have an understanding and an intuitive communication with nature. We have the most beautiful intuitive communication with nature. We are feeling good. We are feeling loved, and we are channeling the infinite inspiration of God. Breathe in and out, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Feeling all the magic that's just wonderful. Feeling what it is, that energy of just complete awe of the beautiful sunshine and the skies. That feeling when we walk outside and we finally can breathe properly, and we can just feel that beautiful love, no matter the energy, no matter the weather. We're just feeling that loved. We're wrapped and constantly wrapped and bathed in that beautiful love. Constantly bathed in that beautiful love. Constantly bathed in that light. Constantly shining above us. Constantly holding us and taking care of us. You see, anytime we are here to feel that beautiful feeling of what it means to be taken care of, that is nature, that is the universe, and that is the beautiful, heavenly, playful plentitude of the world we live in, just carrying us, constantly carrying us. Feeling playful. Feeling playful. Feeling playful. Feeling good. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us. We thank you, Infinite Spirit, right now, for the beauty and the connection of Henry David Thoreau and Walden Pond, and that beauty in which it always gives us, that beauty where that light meets day. And the grand opening of our wisdom to understand life, to understand the magic, and to understand playfulness. You see, we need this nature. We need this. We come together and we understand that. For this is not an alert. For Walden is forever. But this is more of signs and messages that come to us to remind us. Does any time something disastrous happens, or there's moving, or there's just relocating, or something needs to change, you'll notice something drastic has to happen in order for us to pay attention and to be aware. So sometimes spirit will create hectic and chaotic and crazy shifts and crazy happenings and things we did not expect, just so we can pay attention. Sometimes spirit will move things around, flicker lights, or they'll cause trouble and what we'd like to see as haunting our houses. But sometimes, well, usually all the time, they're just trying to get our attention. Just like this urgency to save Walden is just trying to get our attention to remember and appreciate and go back. Let's go back to Mr. Thoreau. Let's go back to his words. Do you remember solitude? Do you remember what it's like to be alone in the woods in nature? Let's just grab this and have this with all of our hearts right now. I know a spirit is right here with you, connecting with you and loving you. The message is, until we possibly can, be outside. Be outside and dream, dream big. Dream beautifully big until you can be outside and dream. Until you can be playful in the outdoors and appreciate the beautiful love it has to offer. When we are outside and the sun is shining and glowing and we can feel free and play and do it, whatever it is that we choose and want, and we can be kids again and explore, we can be free. Inhale, exhale. So Spirit says, this is a time to be aware and pay attention. It is a time to be grateful for what we have in the beautiful nature that is always available to us, and it is always free. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. So, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of this beauty and the wisdom within. So, really? So I have something very unique that, you know, obviously I was going to do today. I'm going to play some of the from Walden, the book Walden, and I'm going to mix behind it. I'm doing a live mixing, so please stay tuned. It's going to be a... Oh. Oh my God, if you could only understand what I was doing. Wait, what is happening here? So anyways, I'm going to play the playlist. This is just gonna be completely, completely improv, by the way. So I can't wait to see what I find. I can't wait to see what unravels, what pops out, what we're gonna search for. This is gonna be pretty amazing. It's going to be pretty cool. So Spirit, help us out. Henry David Thoreau, help me and guide me to your words. What music do you want me to mix over your words? So we'll do this throughout the show. I'll find different things to mix, but in and out I'll do a regular playlist, and in and out I'll come and, you know, I'll have some Thoreau dialogue. So this is cool. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Ow! Ow! The Boston Medium. And I think it's time for some Frankie Lyman. I'm sorry, I have to play this. No, I'm not sorry. I'm just going to play some Frankie Lyman for you, because it's fun. Okay, stay tuned.
Just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little. creation stands at your feet. My feelings call to you now, dear one, I love you. You hear my spirit sing to you. You see creation at your feet. You feel my feelings calling you.
That's what they all call me, yeah. In this part of town, 40 blocks of misery, yeah. I'm the only thing here that's halfway funny. No one's got no body, especially the heart of clown. Oh yes, I'm the heart of clown. I'm the one who
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford Tufts, free-formed radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And let's see some awesome things we got here. We got some surprises. So first, let me cue up the Walden. Here we go.
Kiss.
Oh, wow. Really?
As bad as it is.
So,
whether it cannot
go.
Be improved as well as not.
So,
I have traveled a good deal in Concord.
This is
and
the audio for
in
Walden,
and
offices
and
I'm gonna go to town right now on
the
live
to
mixing.
To be doing penance
each
in a
Labor Day.
Remarkable ways. What I have heard of Brahmins sitting exposed to four fires and looking in the face of the sun, or hanging suspended with their heads downward over flames, or looking at the heavens over their shoulders. Until it becomes impossible for them to resume their natural position, while from the twist of the neck nothing but liquids can pass under their stomach, or selling for life at the foot of a tree, or measuring with their bodies like caterpillars the breadth of vast empires, or standing on one leg on the top of pillars. Even these forms of conscious penance are hardly more incredible and astonishing than the scenes which I daily witness. The 12 labors of Hercules were trifling in comparison with those which my neighbors have undertaken, for they were only 12, and had an end. But I could never see that these men slew or captured any monster, or finished any labor. They had no friend, Iolus, to burn with a hot iron the root of the Hydra's head, but as soon as one head is crushed, two spring up. I see young men, my townsmen, whose misfortune it is to have inherited farms, houses, barns, cattle, and farming tools, for these are more easily acquired than got rid of. Better if they had been born in the open pasture and suckled by a wolf, that they might have seen with clearer eyes what field they were called to labor in. Who made them serfs of the soil? Why should they eat their 60 acres, when man is deaf only his peck of dirt? Why should they begin digging their graves as soon as they are born? They have got to live a man's life, pushing all these things before them, and get on as well as they can. How many a poor, immortal soul have I met well-nigh crushed and smothered under its load, creeping down the road of life, pushing before it a barn 75 feet by 40, its Augean stables never cleansed, and 100 acres of land, tillage, mowing, pasture, and woodlot. The portionless, who struggle with no such unnecessary inherited encumbrances, find it labor enough to subdue and cultivate a few cubic feet of flesh. But men labor under a mistake. The better part of a man is soon plowed into the soil for compost. By a seeming fate, commonly called necessity, they are employed, as it says in an old book, laying up treasures which moth and rust will corrupt and thieves break through and steal. It is a fool's life, as they will find when they get to the end of it, if not before. It is said that Deucalion and Pyrrha created men by throwing stones over their heads behind them. In the genus durum sumus, experientium laborum, e documenta damus quasimus origin dati. Or Valley Grind is on its way. From thence our kind, hard-hearted is, enduring pain and care, approving that our bodies of a stony nature are. So much for a blind obedience to a blundering oracle, throwing the stones over their heads behind them, and not seeing where they fell. Most men, even in this comparatively free country, through mere ignorance and mistake, are so occupied with the factitious cares and superfluously coarse labors of life that its finer fruits cannot be plucked by them. Their fingers, from excessive toil, are too clumsy and tremble too much for that. Actually, the laboring man has not leisure for a true integrity day by day. He cannot afford to sustain the manliest relations to men. His labor would be depreciated in the market. He has no time to be anything but a machine. How can he remember well his ignorance, which his growth requires, who has so often to use his knowledge? We should feed and clothe him gratuitously sometimes, and recruit him with our cordials, before we judge of him. The finest qualities of our nature, like the bloom on fruits, can be preserved only by the most delicate handling. Yet we do not treat ourselves, nor one another, thus tenderly. Some of you, we all know, are poor, find it hard to live, are sometimes, as it were, gasping for breath. I have no doubt that some of you who read this book are unable to pay for all the dinners which you have actually eaten, or for the coats and shoes which are fast wearing or already worn out. and have come to this page to spend borrowed or stolen time, robbing your creditors of an hour. It is very evident what mean and sneaking lives many of you live, for my sight has been whetted by experience. Always on the limits, trying to get into business, trying to get out of debt. A very ancient slow, called by the Latins Ace Alienum, another's brass, for some of their coins were made of brass. Still living and dying and buried by this other's brass. Always promising to pay, promising to pay tomorrow, and dying today, insolvent. Seeking to curry favor to get custom. By how many modes? Only not state prison offenses. Lying, flattering, voting, contracting yourself into a nutshell of civility or dilating into an atmosphere of thin and vaporous generosity that you may persuade your neighbor to let you make his shoes or his hat or his coat or his carriage or import his groceries for him, making yourself sick that you may lay up something against a sick day, something to be tucked away in an old chest or in a stocking behind the plastering, or more safely in the brick bank. No matter where, no matter how much, or how little. I sometimes wonder that we can be so frivolous. I may almost say, as to attend to the gross but somewhat foreign form of servitude called Negro slavery, there are so many keen and subtle masters that enslave both North and South. It is hard to have a southern overseer. It is worse to have a northern one. But worst of all, when you are the slave driver of yourself. Talk of a divinity in man? Look at the teamster on the highway, wending to market by day or night. Does any divinity stir within him? His highest duty to fodder and water his horses. What is his destiny to him compared with the shipping interests? Does not he drive for Squire Makester? How godlike, how immortal is he? See how he cowers and sneaks, how vaguely all the day he fears, not being immortal nor divine, but the slave and prisoner of his own opinion of himself, a fame won by his own deeds. Public opinion is a weak tyrant compared with our own private opinion. What a man thinks of himself, that it is which determines, or rather indicates, his fate. Self-emancipation, even in the West Indian provinces of the fancy and imagination, what Wilberforce is there to bring that about? Think also of the ladies of the land weaving toilet cushions against the last day, not to betray too green an interest in their fates. As if you could kill time without injuring eternity. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What is called resignation is confirmed desperation. From the desperate city you go into the desperate country and have to console yourself with the bravery of minks and muskrats. A stereotyped but unconscious despair is concealed even under what are called the games and amusements of mankind. There is no play in them, for this comes after work. But it is a characteristic of wisdom not to do desperate things. When we consider what, to use the words of the Catechism, is the chief end of man, and what are the true necessaries and means of life, it appears as if men had deliberately chosen the common mode of living because they preferred it to any other. Yet they honestly think there is no choice left. But alert and healthy natures remember that the sun rose clear. It is never too late to give up our prejudices. No way of thinking or doing, however ancient, can be trusted without proof. What everyone echoes, or in silence passes by as true today, may turn out to be falsehood tomorrow, mere smoke of opinion, which some had trusted for a cloud that would sprinkle fertilizing rain on their fields. What old people say you cannot do, you try and find that you can. Old deeds for old people, and new deeds for new. Old people did not know enough once, perchance, to fetch fresh fuel to keep the fire a-going. New people put a little dry wood under a pot and are whirled round the globe with the speed of birds. In a way, to kill old people, as the phrase is. Age is no better, hardly so well qualified for an instructor as youth. For it has not profited so much as it has lost. One may almost doubt if the wisest man has learned anything of absolute value by living. Practically, the old have no very important advice to give the young. Their own experience has been so partial, and their lives have been such miserable failures for private reasons, as they must believe. And it may be that they have some faith left which belies that experience, and they are only less young than they were. I have lived some 30 years on this planet, and I have yet to hear the first syllable of valuable or even earnest advice from my seniors. They have told me nothing, and probably cannot tell me anything to the purpose. Here is life, an experiment to a great extent untried by me. But it does not avail me that they have tried it. If I have any experience which I think valuable, I am sure to reflect that this my mentors said nothing about. One farmer says to me, "You cannot live on vegetable food solely, for it furnishes nothing to make bones with." And so, he religiously devotes a part of his day to supplying his system with the raw material of bones, walking all the while he talks behind his oxen, which, with vegetable-made bones, jerk him and his lumbering plow along in spite of every obstacle. Some things are really necessaries of life in some circles. The most helpless and diseased, which in others are luxuries merely, and in others still are entirely unknown. The whole ground of human life seems to some to have been gone over by their predecessors, both the heights and the valleys, and all things to have been cared for. According to Evelyn, the wise Solomon prescribed ordinances for the very distances of trees, and the Roman praetors have decided how often you may go into your neighbor's land to gather the acorns which fall on it without trespass, and what share belongs to that neighbor. Hippocrates has even left directions how we should cut our nails, that is, even with the end of the fingers, neither shorter nor longer. Undoubtedly, the very tedium and ennui which presume to have exhausted the variety and joys of life are as old as Adam. But man's capacities have never been measured, nor are we to judge of what he can do by any precedents. So little has been tried. Whatever have been thy failures hitherto, quote, be not afraid.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Holy smokes, that was a lot of fun I had there. I had a lot of vinyl going on. I just kind of impromptu. I definitely impromptu picked all of that, and there was a lot of great dialogue right there from Henry David Thoreau, right there. And so please read his literature, read his books. It changed my life. The Transcendental era definitely changed my life. If you're looking for some spirituality, looking for enlightenment, looking just for some inspiration, I would really highly recommend some Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I would highly recommend you take a walk to Walden and really appreciate it. I know, you know, I had so much fun doing this, and I'm so grateful that I had so much inspiration and spirit with me and Henry David Thoreau's spirit. And it feels like a flow. And that's exactly what it feels like when you go to Walden. There's nothing forced. Everything just felt like a flow here. And that's what his spirit, that's what Henry David Thoreau's spirit feels like, a flow. So as he's here in the studio, there's nothing that's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. It's not like, you know, there's so much mellow. There's so much mellow going on. There's so much flow. There's so much gliding. There's so much ease, you know, which is amazing. So, wow, that was great. I want to pick some, you know, do a vinyl pick. But, you know, there's so much going on where it's like, okay. So, anyways, we're going to do our shamanic drumming at 7:05. I cannot wait for it. It's all healing. It's all about healing. It's all about getting that healing. And I loved the mix with the Chet Atkins and the Mr. Sandman. that was amazing with the hip hop beat. And I don't even know who this is, the instrumental. I just pulled a hip hop instrumental and I'm going to look at who this is, which is pretty gnarly. It's so gnarly. We're having so much fun here. Wow, time flies when you're... No, time seriously flies when you're having fun. That's... Oh, shoot. That's what always happens. It's what always happens. There's just... It just doesn't go any other way. So thank you for tuning in again. I cannot... You know, I did say, you know, save Walden and if you could help contact me here, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get any calls. I'm going to have to... You know, like I said, contact me on my social media. That's a better bet. I know. Spirit set it up that way. I swear I didn't do that on purpose. Anyways, stay tuned right here on WMFO 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Dubs Freeform to Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we're having a blast. Woo! Woo! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of